generous and jolly geniuses. Welcome to Good Job Brain, your weekly quiz show and offbeat trivia podcast. This is episode 135, and of course, I'm your humble host, Karen, and we are your grinning gaggle of guffawing geeks and goofballs.
I'm Colin.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Chris.
Do you want to introduce our special guest?
I'm holding my baby currently.
Yeah.
he's chilled out right now because he has his head on my shoulder.
Oh.
So maybe he'll stay this way, or maybe we'll have a special fifth member for the podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll chime in with some tips.
That'd be great.
I don't know.
Maybe he'll poop on the air.
Whoa.
I mean,
whoa.
That would be a first.
Whoa.
That would be a first.
This is a live
That's
recording.
Right. Yep.
Oh my God.
After all this time,
we
someone
have not
finally poops
someone
during
on the recording.
A good job.
Well, and admits it.
Right,
and
right, right.
Yeah.
And is proud of it almost.
Yeah.
Wow. With that said, time to introduce our sponsor. And this episode is brought to you by Warby Parker. Warby Parker is a revolutionary way to get cool prescription or non-prescription glasses. And the whole process is fun and hassle-free and super affordable. So this is how it works. You go online to warbyparker.com. You can pick up to 5 pairs of glasses that you would like to try on. They're going to ship the sample frames to you totally free to your house. And you try them on and you decide which one looks the best. And then you send the samples back with their special pre-stamped box. And then you can go back online and order the pair you want with, and you can upload your prescription info. And then you get it in the mail, super speedy. And all of their glasses start at $95, and that's frames and lenses. And for 3-day expedited shipping, you can head on over to warbyparker.com/brain when you're ready to order.
So, I have a cool word for you guys. It's borborygmus.
Oh, yeah.
Borborygmus.
Yes. It is the noise that your stomach makes when it's rumbling or when there's gas in your intestines. So maybe we'll hear some borborygmus today.
I love that word. My grandpa, who was a doctor, told me that word.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It took me a long time to be able to say it.
I've never heard
of it. Yeah, borborygmus.
It's a good grandpa word,
isn't
it?
It is a great grandpa word.
Yeah. So for more weird words, more grandpa words, you could check out at Words Are So Weird on Twitter. I tweet a weird grandpa word every day. And it comes with a cool public domain picture that may or may not be animated.
I like the pictures the
All
best.
That for free.
As frequently noted, I like the pictures.
Aww. I like free things.
Yeah. Everybody wins.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Time for our general trivia segment. Pop quiz. Hot shot. And usually I have a random trivia pursuit card, but we're still in the process of finding a new box that is not
hard at work mining new trivia.
Yeah, but that is not the version we've been using, because then it would be a repeat.
Oh, right. Yeah,
so it's like, well, but then do I get the original version, which might have outdated?
Hard.
Yeah,
we need the expansion pack.
Yeah, so we're experimenting with some of that. But meanwhile, we have Chris's foodie fight trivia card, kind of like Trivial Pursuit, and they're kind of like inside food knowledge, and here we go.
All right.
And you guys have your Morning Zoo radio buzzers. Let's start. And in the foodie sphere category, what dietary laws categorize food into halal and haram?
Oh.
What type?
Kosher? No.
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 It's Muslim, isn't it?
Oh, is that what it is?
It's Muslim. Dana is right.
Okay, yeah.
Muslim dietary laws.
Okay. I thought there might be a special name.
Yeah, that was a strangely worded question.
Yeah, these aren't really written very well, but that's all we have.
Ouch.
Well, you didn't write them.
No.
Oh, okay.
But they live in his house.
Yeah. So halal refers to permitted foods, foods that are allowed, and haram is prohibited foods. I've always heard halal but never heard of haram. Now you know. And next category, food stars. What is the name of the food song in the musical Oliver?
I believe it's Food Glorious Food.
Correct.
Hey, got one right.
Food something with olives. No.
Yeah, olives. Yeah.
Liver.
Next category is called companies coming, so party planning, table etiquette, wine and such.
Mm-hmm.
What are the broad ends of chopsticks used for?
The broad ends of holding.
Is do you use the broad ends to get the food off the communal plate and put it onto your plate?
Exactly. Is correct.
It? What?
You guys know? Yeah.
No, I'm so rude.
So when you're...
I've been a horrible person. Yeah.
When you're eating at a Chinese restaurant, most likely you're at a big round table and there's like the food on the Lazy Susan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what you do is if that dish does not already have a set of big chopsticks for you to put it onto your plate or onto your bowl, and then you use your own chopsticks, you have to use the ends you're not using that's not touching your mouth. Turn around and take the
food
off.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's very classy.
Unless you really like the other people.
I always felt weird putting my chopsticks. I was like, this came from my mouth. It's like putting my fork back in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly what it's used for. Awesome. Good job, Chris.
Hey, all right.
Next category, lab and field. So cooking science, nutrition, and food production. Mm-hmm. Which of the following provides calories but the fewest nutrients? Multiple choice.
Okay.
Fat, carbohydrate, protein, or alcohol?
Oh, man, we get these.
Alcohol?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems like. Empty calories. What do you call it?
All right, next category, dining out. Eateries, chefs, menu, that kind of stuff. Restaurants. True or false? According to sushi etiquette, pieces should be eaten in one or two bites and not returned to the plate.
True.
I think we all agree. Yeah,
categorically true.
Take a bite of sushi.
Wait, so do people think they take a bite and put it back on the plate?
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, you know what? I mean, I could see that. I could see you get like a sushi roll and it's just for you in front of you. So you pick it up, you eat a little bit of it, and you put it back down, and then you pick it up and you eat it again.
Oh, not like I'm only going to eat half of this sushi. Plate. Oh, someone else.
Like
oh.
I could see people doing that. But yeah, no, you never put it back. Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's the answer,
right? Okay, yeah. It is.
Yeah.
And that's like you're like, oh, I want to eat half. You take a bite out and you put it back. And you're like, someone wants the other half.
Yeah, I've seen sushi rookies like eating parts of it because it looks like it's going to be big, like too much for your mouth.
Right.
But you're supposed to go for it.
And it's supposed to be made so that you can eat it all in one go. Yeah. That's the whole idea.
They're fun size.
But sometimes they're not.
All right, last question from the category. What's cooking? What is schmaltz?
Oh. Ew.
Schmaltz.
It's got to be something from Yiddish. It's got to be.
Schmaltz. Oh,
man, I've heard it before.
S-C-H-M-A-L-T-Z.
Is it the fat from chicken soup that's
it
on top?
It is. Oh, yeah. Rendered chicken fat.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Schmaltz.
Yeah. Wow.
Little schmaltzy.
I think we win this foodie fight.
Last time we got egged.
Food puns. Got some food poisoning last time.
Mm. All right. And of course, today's episode is episode number 135.
You know what that means.
It's an all quiz bonanza. Every fifth episode, instead of having a theme or a topic, we just bring our own quizzes. We write our random quizzes and puzzles, and we're going to share it with each other and share it with you guys, listeners. So today is All Quiz Bonanza number 37. No, that's wrong. All Quiz Bonanza number 27.
Okay. It's like I'm getting so old. Yeah.
All right, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
Here we go. Here is a quiz about dragons. Apropos of nothing.
All right. Wow. Sure.
Just that's a great theme. I can't believe we've never really...
Fictional dragons, not real dragons.
Oh, okay.
Dragons in literature. And the movies. And the television.
Oh, no.
And interpretive dance. Okay. So get your buzzers ready.
Our answers have to be interpretive dance.
They do. Yeah. Yep. Here is a quiz. So if I were to ask you, who is the dragon that figures prominently in The Hobbit?
Smaug.
Yeah, okay. So there's our first question.
I thought that was just an example.
Well, you know.
All right. Example's question zero. Guys, we got a lot of
guys. Guys.
There's a format.
All right. First real question.
All right.
Eddie Murphy voices this Disney dragon. Karen.
Mushu from Mulan.
From Mulan, exactly. Now, a lot of the kids out there will probably know this. This might stump you guys.
Uh-oh.
In what movie does a dragon named Toothless feature prominently? How about Dana?
How to Train Your Dragon.
How to Train Your Dragon. Yeah. It's the name of the dragon.
It's a good movie.
Toothless. So cute.
All right. Let's talk about maybe a little bit more obscure movie dragon. Draco, the dragon in the 1996 film Dragonheart, is voiced by this actor. Karen.
Whoa. Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
David Thewlis is in that movie as well.
Oh.
The video game Skylanders was based around this purple video game dragon. Karen again.
Spyro.
Oh, you're up on your dragons.
Spyro.
All right. Let me crank up the difficulty a little bit. In the Harry Potter series, Hagrid acquires this dragon as an egg.
Oh man,
which one?
What is the dragon that Hagrid acquires? He gives him a cute little name. What's his name?
Oh, the name?
The name of the dragon. Name. Yeah, not the breed or anything.
Oh, gosh. Hungarian horned tail.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's
I think he was a Norwegian Ridgeback.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. The dragon is name. His name is Norbert.
Yes,
Norbert the dragon.
His baby's Norbert.
That's right. And bonus question: by the end of book 7, they change Norbert's name to what?
Oh, it's a girl, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they change it to
Norberta.
Norberta. All right. Saphira is the blue dragon ridden by this titular children's book character or young adult novel.
Oh. Aragorn?
Aragorn, yeah. Yes. Ah. Rides the dragon, Saphira. Aragorn is not the dragon, even though it sort of looks like the word
like
dragon.
Yeah, it really does.
It's
the E instead of a D.
It's dragon. Yeah. They rotated one letter.
Yeah.
Aragorn. Daenerys Targaryen's dragons in Game of Thrones in the book and the HBO television series are... She has three dragons. They're named Viserion, Rhaegal, and...
Colin? I didn't buzz in. Karen did. Go for it.
Drogon!
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
It's the one that goes on a bit of a rampage this last season.
He's the difficult one.
Yeah, he's the problem
child.
He's
named after Drogo.
Yes. Drogo.
Right, yes, yeah, exactly. Drogon. Yes, and Rhaegal, named after her brother, etc.
He's acting out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Helen Reddy sung the Oscar... Not a dragon. Helen Reddy sung the Oscar-nominated song Candle on the Water in this film.
Helen Reddy, Candle on the Water. Yes. Was this
Karen?
Pete's Dragon.
Couldn't remember. I was like, not Puff.
Pete's Dragon.
Pete's Dragon.
Yep. In the Neverending Story.
Yes.
What kind of dragon is Falcor? Dana.
He's a luck dragon.
He is a luck dragon.
Yeah.
That's right.
A super creepy luck dragon.
Yeah.
I just always thought he's a dog. I don't know.
He's they call him a luck dragon.
Slash fish.
He's dog-like. He's a luck dragon. What does a dragon look like? Who knows?
He's kind of furry.
He has a crazy tongue.
In the X-Men comic books.
Oh, no.
Lockheed is the dragon pal of Kitty Pryde, who is also known as...
Shadowcat.
Shadowcat.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, purple! He's purple!
Purple dragon. Not purple, but this next dragon is pink. He is a baby dragon who lives in the land of Equestria. Colin again.
Oh, dang it.
You're doing the Chris. You buzzing first.
Yeah.
It's not paying off.
Anybody?
It's in My Little Pony.
No, he is, in fact, in My Little Pony.
Equestria.
The land of Equestria.
I just know Equestria.
Yep. It is...
No retrieval.
Spike. The dragon.
Sure.
Yep. And there is your legally mandated dragon quiz.
Awesome.
All right. I have a quiz for you guys about celebrity-owned restaurants. I'll give you there'll be some kind of hint in the words around it or the name of the restaurant, and then you figure out who it is. Okay.
All right.
So not celebrity chefs,
celebrities
who happen to own restaurants.
So none of these people are chefs.
Okay. People who have no business, owning a restaurant.
The least qualified people.
They just want to eat for free.
To be honest, these people are rich enough that they probably have a financial advisor and some consortium of investors who
telling them to not go to the restaurant business.
Sure.
Right.
Okay. her first restaurant, Nyla, was going to feature a Justini cocktail, but got nixed after their very public breakup. That restaurant has since closed, but in 2013, she bought the Vegas restaurant Meatball Spot. Oh, everybody.
Britney Spears.
Yes.
Nyla was New York and Louisiana.
Oh.
Which, out of this world, I'm sorry, this clue is so dumb, but just for you guys, here you go. Which out of this world tennis star opened multiple Jamba Juices in the Washington, D.C. area? Colin?
Must be Venus Williams.
It is Venus Williams.
I did not know that she was getting in big Jamba money.
Yeah.
She was dabbling in the Jamba Juice and the smoothie business. Which Real Housewife of Atlanta is also a businesswoman? She opened a famous Familia pizzeria in the Sacramento airport? Question mark. She did. She's a Real Housewife of Atlanta.
I can name two. I can name Kim and Nene. That's it.
It
wow.
is.
Oh, Nene Leakes?
Yeah. It is Nene Leakes.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Oh.
Yeah. The only reason I asked is because I was like, that's the famous one. Oh. Everybody knows who she is.
Is it L-E-E-K-S?
That would be awesome.
It would be awesome.
That's a food.
Oh, that no. would be awesome.
It's L-E-A-K-E-S.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yeah.
It's also just really fun to say.
Yeah. Nay, nay, Leakes.
Mm-hmm.
Which quarterback signed a deal to purchase 21 Papa John's franchises in the Denver area? And he told Sports Illustrated that business was booming due to Colorado's legalization of pot.
That was Peyton Manning.
It was Peyton Manning.
Oh, okay.
Denver.
He does a lot of the commercials for Papa John's.
Okay.
Too.
Right, okay. Right.
Really knows.
How many of them? He has 20
John's.
Of them? 21 of them?
He has 21.
Wow.
The thing I found. That's a lot of them in Denver.
That is a lot in one city.
Hey, yeah, well.
They like the pizza.
Yeah, you need your pizza fix.
Which former basketball player owns 155 Five Guys Burgers restaurants, 17 Auntie Annie's Pretzels restaurants?
Oh,
what?
In addition to 150 car washes, 40 24-hour fitness centers, a shopping center, a movie theater, and several Las Vegas nightclubs.
I think that's Magic Johnson.
He owns a lot of stuff, but
Shaquille
O'Neal.
It is Shaquille O'Neal. I was captured by the 17 Auntie Anne's pretzels.
Love him
like
some Auntie Anne's pretzels.
Carb loading.
Cinnamon sugar.
Yeah. Things are crazy good.
Yeah.
Which director and creator of the show Sequest DSV used to own a restaurant shaped like a giant yellow submarine that sold submarine sandwiches?
Oh, that's Steven Spielberg, isn't it?
Yes. He
owned what?
The restaurant was called Dive.
Dive.
Yeah.
I remember Dive.
Vegas.
They had one in Los Angeles, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's right. And it's, like, super themed, like,
for,
submarine. And you eat subs in the sub. Yeah. It was like you pump in so much money just for that, that wordplay.
Yep.
I thought it was so random. And then I remembered he did Sequest DSV. And that's why I put it in the...
Papa John's is where you go when you're smoking pot. Dive is the restaurant you come up with. After you have
yeah. You're full of pizza. You're like, I need a submarine.
There was a restaurant with submarines in a submarine.
Okay.
Steven Spielberg.
Appropriately, this motorcycle riding actor used to own a restaurant called Thunder Roadhouse, which looked like a rough and tumble biker joint, complete with Harleys out front.
Motorcycle riding actor?
Yep.
Who is it?
Chris.
James Dean.
No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Nope. Colin?
Motorcycle ride? I don't know.
Thunder Roadhouse with Harleys.
Tim. Oh, Roadhouse. Was it Patrick Swayze?
Patrick Swayze?
No, it's Peter Fonda.
Oh.
He was an
Easy Rider. Okay.
Yes. This actor and entrepreneur owned an Austrian beer house in Santa Monica called Schazi on the Main. Chris.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
This actor owns the House of Blues on the Sunset Strip. Colin.
That's Dan Aykroyd.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
This actress opened Beso with celebrity chef Todd English.
Mm, heard of this.
Jennifer Lopez.
No.
Oh,
good guess.
Ava Longoria.
Ava Longoria.
Hey.
Oh. Yeah. This 227 actress owned and operated Marla's Jazz Supper Club starting in 1981. Together.
Marla Gibbs.
Oh,
Marla Gibbs.
Oh, okay.
Marla.
What's 227?
You were going to say Jack Hay.
I was going to say Jack Hay. Yeah, but no. Okay.
What?
This is a sitcom. With Jack Hay.
You know, Jack Hay.
Oh, Mary.
I know Jack Hay from, like, Sister, Sister.
You never hear anybody being like, oh, Mary. I can't do it.
Oh, Mary.
I can't do it.
It was a sitcom. Marla Gibbs and her family, and Jack Hay was their neighbor.
Colin, you're our star, like, impersonator.
Yeah, I was like gonna just do the impersonation raw, and then I was I'm not gonna get it.
I'm not afraid to embarrass myself.
No,
that was really good. Well,
I've never tried to do it before. You got it on the first try.
We never know where these things are gonna end.
Yeah.
This pop singer / actress / reality show judge owned Madre's, a Cuban restaurant in Pasadena. Chris?
Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, Paul Abdul.
Reality. Oh, yeah. Well.
This is the last question, by the way. This mogul saved the American bison from extinction and now serves them at Ted's Montana Grill.
Whoa, what?
That's Ted Turner.
Yes.
Save them from extinction. Now I
serve them.
Yes.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, so, you know, I mean, herd management and things of that nature.
They were going to go out of existence. They were going to become extinct, and he had a bunch of land, and he takes care of them. He raises them. I think the government is actually got him to take care of the federally protected ones.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
He gets to.
He does have a lot of ranch land. Yeah,
they do. There is a little weird in Tommy's Joint, which is a old restaurant, classic places here in San Francisco. There's a big. They serve buffalo there.
Yeah,
and there is a big sign talking about how they have to like thin the herd of buffalo because the males will like fight each other for dominance and stuff like that. It's really crazy. Yeah.
Seems important to contextualize it. You're like, aren't these like endangered animals?
Right.
And then
No,
it's
feel
fine.
Feel good eating it.
Yeah, you're
saved
hoping.
Them right. So you can eat them.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Nice.
I don't know about you guys, but when it comes to foodstuffs, nothing is funnier to me than cheese.
Totally.
It's just...
Funnier or better.
Yeah.
Saying it, thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys have set me up quite well. I have a quiz for you guys called, Hey, Where'd You Get That Cheese?
All right. I am a cheese whiz. So
we will be focusing on cheeses that are named after places in the world.
Right.
Usually where the cheese was first made, maybe where it became famous. These are all regional geographic names. I will give for you the name of a cheese, and you guys each have a pad and a pen. I want you to write down for me what country this cheese comes from. Where, more specifically, what country does this cheese take its name from?
Got it.
Maybe a city, maybe a region. I think you'll figure out as we go. We'll start with one that I hope is relatively easy for some cheese connoisseurs such as yourselves.
Get
your pens ready.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and purely because it amuses me, every question will be in the form of, hey, where'd you get that blank?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Sure.
Hey. Where'd you get that cheddar? Where'd you get that cheddar? So the answer for all of these will be a country name. And answers up. Dana says England. Chris says Germany. Karen says UK. I'll accept UK. It is England.
Oh, yeah.
Cheddar, yes. Cheddar is quite specifically the village of Cheddar in Somerset in England. Yes.
Cheddarshire.
The claim, their number one claim to fame, the original home of cheddar cheese.
Wow.
Yes. Hey, where'd you get that gorgonzola?
Country, right?
Country.
Not region.
Country. All right. And answers up. Hey, where'd you get that gorgonzola? Dana says Italy. Chris says France. Karen says Italy. It is Italy. Yes. Ooh. Yes. From the gorgonzola region of Milan. Hey, where'd you get that Gouda? Where'd you get that Gouda? Answers up. Dana says Netherlands. Chris says Switzerland. Karen says Netherlands. It is the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Chris.
Man, the two of you are really, you're up on your cheeses.
This is interesting little cheese history here. So the city of Gouda, it wasn't that this cheese was first made there. It was that it was known for being traded there. It was a wildly busy center of cheese trading, cheese selling activity.
Huh.
Gouda is a very old cheese. As far back as the 12th century, the cheese merchants would come out and agree and haggle on prices in Gouda. Hey, where'd you get that brie? Don't overthink these. Answers up. Dana says France. Chris says France. Karen says France. Yes, it is French. Seems French. It is French.
Point
from the Brie region of France. Hey, where'd you get that Colby? Where'd you get that Colby cheese?
Oh. I feel like we talked about
this. We shall see if
maybe,
you know this.
But...
Answers up. Dana says Denmark. Chris says U.S. of A. Karen says America. Yes, Colby is an American cheese.
Oh,
you are correct.
Right.
Yeah, Chris, you got one. Colby, Wisconsin. Yes, many cheeses come from Wisconsin.
Colby's one.
Yes. Hey, where'd you get that Havarti?
You're getting so, it's like illegal. Hey,
do you know where I can store some?
Contraband cheese. Where'd you get that Havarti? Answers up. Dana says Denmark. Chris says Germany. Karen says Denmark. It is a Danish cheese.
Yes!
It is from Denmark.
This one
I stretched a little bit on the region. Havarti is a relatively modern cheese as cheeses go. I did not know this. Havarti was only invented in 1952 on a farm, and the name of the farm was Havartigard, just outside Copenhagen. Hey, where'd you get that Gruyere?
Gruyere.
Where'd you get that Gruyere?
I heard you grew your own cheese.
And I will even give you guys a little bit of a hint
here.
There are no repeats on these answers.
Oh. Oh, I see.
No repeats. Where'd you get that Gruyere? Answers up. Dana says Germany. Chris says Switzerland. Karen says Switzerland. It is Switzerland. Yes.
Yeah. It's the fondue cheese.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. From the Gruyere region of Switzerland. The region actually has an S on the end. The cheese doesn't. But in Switzerland, it's Gruyere's.
Gruyere's.
I mean, silent S, but.
Yeah. Witzerland?
Nice. Hey, where did you get that Jarlsberg? Where did you get that Jarlsberg?
God.
Answers up. Dana says Germany. Chris says Germany. Karen says Germany. Incorrect.
Oh. Wait, hold on. Can I guess?
Sure.
Is it Scandinavian?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I was writing this down. I was like, the Berg sounds German, but I know for sure
Jarl,
because of playing Skyrim.
Right.
All the heads are called Jarls.
Okay.
I would say Swedish or Norway.
Norway. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. From the Jarlsberg region of Norway.
Jarl. The Jarls from Skyrim.
Didn't you put together a food cart in Skyrim and call it Jarls Jr.?
Yeah, Jarls Jr. Oh, my streak is gone.
Yeah, Karen is killing it on the cheeses. Hey, I smelled you coming around the corner. Where did you get that Limburger? Where did you get the Limburger from? And this one, I'll give you a slight clue. The place it's named after doesn't exist anymore.
Oh.
So I'll take what is the modern day equivalent.
Okay.
Answers up. Dana says Germany. Chris says Germany. Karen says Germany. No, not Germany.
Man, it's rubber Germany.
Belgium. This will be a Belgium, not Belgium. Yes. The no longer extant, the Duchy of Limburg, which was a state in the Holy Roman Empire. Most of what was the Duchy of Limburg is today modern day Belgium.
Mm.
Also parts of Germany, parts of Netherlands, but the capital itself, Limburg, was in modern day Belgium.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
The
Belgium.
The stinky cheese.
Oh, Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
Although I did read that most of the Limburg style cheese today does come from Germany, but it is not named after that. All right, last one, as we're traipsing the world, taking cheeses in where we find them. Tell me, hey, where did you get that Manchego?
That's my favorite.
That Manchego cheese. And for a bonus point, What type of animal is the milk from?
Sure. Got it.
Answers up. Dana says Spain and sheep. Chris says Spain and sheep.
Sorry, wrong animal.
Karen says Spain and sheep. That is correct. It is from Spain. It is a sheep's milk. This one is kind of a two-step regional name. Can you guys guess what the connection between Manchego and Don Quixote is?
La Mancha.
Yes. Manchego cheese comes from Manchega sheep, which are so named because they are native to the La Mancha region of Spain. And the real aficionados will say the reason that it has the taste it does is from the grass that only grows in La Mancha. And that's why.
That's entirely possible.
Yeah,
exactly. Entirely possible. Yeah. Yes. So
you have grass-fed beef versus corn-fed beef. You can taste the difference.
All right.
What's better?
It depends on your taste. It really does. It does. I mean, grass-fed beef is probably better for you.
But they're noticeable.
It has a really strong flavor to it.
I like this. This was fun.
Yeah, I think Karen might have taken that one.
Karen is the true cheese whiz.
Yes, you are. You verily, Karen is our cheese whiz.
Oh, if this was a real competition.
Yeah.
With a trophy. We'd all be dead. No, the trophy would be like a golden can of cheese whiz.
Yeah.
Spray cheese. That'd be awesome.
All right, somebody make it for us and send it to Karen's
Why
attention.
Don't you make a trophy, Colin? God.
Yeah, gosh, I made us a cheese whiz trophy.
Because as we've established, I'm a terrible person.
Oh. And now I'm hungry. Now I'm bulbogurus.
Borborygmus.
It's a tough word.
Borborygmus. Rumbling sounds in my stomach. So here for my segment is a sponsor quiz, and Warby Parker sells glasses. So I have more questions here about eyes and vision to test your IQ.
Oh.
Your eye.
IQ.
Letter I.
Yeah.
Pointing at your eye doesn't help the listeners,
exactly.
Karen.
Yeah. Exactly. Sometimes
wink,
I forget.
Wink.
It's just all audio. It's pretty short, but pretty cool facts, thanks to Warby Parker. All right. And please get your buzzers ready.
Okay.
How many eyes does a worm have?
Oh.
Colin.
None.
Correct.
Yeah.
It is none. Worms do not have eyes. More animal stuff. Which animal is born with fur and with its eyes open?
Yeah.
Multiple choice.
Okay. All right.
Elephant. Giant squid or rhinoceros? Chris.
Elephant.
Correct.
Because they spend so long cooking in there.
Exactly.
By the time they come out, their eyes are open.
They're ready to go.
Rock and roll.
They're ready to rock and roll.
Yep.
Hit the ground running.
Cooking in there.
Yeah.
So as we know, Dana mentioned this, that elephant, their pregnancy is the longest. And so when the baby elephant is born, they're very, very developed.
Has an undergraduate degree.
Yeah. True or false?
Okay.
Do blind people dream?
What?
Of course they do.
Yes?
True.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. And it's very interesting because people who are born blind, they dream, but most of the time it's audible dream.
Sure, yeah.
It's because there's no vision. They have no frame of reference.
They're recounting and remixing things that have happened to them.
Using other senses.
Right.
And then, so there is a cutoff age. So people, if they did once have vision, then they will have vision in their dream.
Sure.
And there is a cutoff age at like 5 years old to 7 years old, where if it's before, then they probably will not dream in images.
Interesting.
But it's after, and then they turn blind.
It's cemented, kind of just you have that ability.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. It's kept in their brain.
That's interesting.
And last question in this Warby Parker quiz. The modern contact lenses were born in which decade?
Oh.
Colin.
1920s.
Incorrect.
1950s.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Really? 60s?
1940s.
Oh,
1949, actually.
Oh,
so you were close.
Right.
Yeah.
So the thing is with contact lenses, the idea, the core idea of it have been written about since Leonardo da Vinci's time. Actually, he himself has described the idea.
Of course.
Descartes, Rene Descartes, a bunch of other people. And there was Adolphe Gaston Eugène Fick was the first who constructed the first pairs of contact lenses from glass. And then in 1936, William Feinblum introduced the first plastic lenses, but what we have right now, the modern contact lenses, were born in 1949.
Okay.
Which is weird because
the guts you gotta have to take a piece of glass and just pop it in your eye. Yeah, it's like, I think this will work.
They're still hard lenses.
Yeah.
Still glass. I used to have hard lenses, and you know, if you press a little bit too hard on the table, it shatters.
Right.
And there are pictures of the original pair of glass contact lenses. They're huge. And they engraved L and R on the lens. And it's not perfectly round. It's kind of scary, cool. These are pioneers.
Someone's got to be the first. Someone's the early adopter.
Yep.
So there you go. That is my eye quiz.
Cool. We see what you did there.
Oh, it's a corneacopia of questions.
Oh, I likes it.
You're listening to Good Job Brain. Smooth puzzles, smart trivia. Good Job Brain.
This is the story of medieval men in armor rescuing maidens. That's right, it's almost time for Night Saving.
Wow, I see, like, a theme.
Oh, wait,
yeah,
no, sorry.
You did dragons,
I don't mean night saving. I mean Thanksgiving.
Oh!
Sorry, it's almost time for Thanksgiving here in America. Now, I wanted to prepare you guys some traditional Thanksgiving foods, but I ruined it and everything got all mixed up. So hopefully you can help me. The last two words of each sentence that I'm going to read can be anagrammed into a traditional Thanksgiving food.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. I see what you did there.
Right.
Carmen Sanmateo took over your brain.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe she did. So, for example, this is a true example.
Okay.
I feel like I'm unlocking the same locks over and over. I'm in a key rut.
Turkey.
Yeah, okay.
Turkey. Got it.
Okay, we all understand how this is going to work.
Okay.
Here we go. You have to stop your car when you see red signs. Karen.
Dressing.
As separate from stuffing.
Yes.
Right, yes. This food is so good, even my tattoo weeps. Karen.
Sweet potato.
Yes. Very good. All right.
I don't know if you guys do. I'm like visualizing the letters.
Close my eyes. Yeah.
I have to like be like, okay, what were the last two words of this sentence? Yeah.
Did anybody remember to bring the bracer siren? Colin.
Cranberries.
Nice.
What is a bracer siren?
It's if your arm guard it has an emergency, obviously. Okay. All right. Gifts? Fun. Colin.
Stuffing.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Can I make a casserole out of ensnare bag?
Ensnare bag?
Colin again.
Green beans.
You can make a casserole out of green beans. Very popular. Puke pimpin'. Colin.
Pumpkin pie.
Yes.
Puke pimpin'.
Pimpin' puke.
that's my signature dish each year, and I'm going to be thinking of puke pimpin' now every time.
Whatever that may be. All right. I don't play craps with that guy anymore. He's a bad roller. Dana.
Bread roll.
A bread roll.
Uh-huh.
All right. Little Bo took my bucket, and I was all, did you jack my pail, peep? Dana.
Oh, now I forgot.
Oh.
Pail peep.
Apple pie.
Delicious apple pie. And finally, finally, for this weekend's Emotion Festival, I'm running a concern booth. For this weekend's Emotion Festival, I'm running a concern booth. Colin!
Corn on the cob.
Corn wow. on the cob. Concern booth.
That's wow. good. I'm always
happy
amazed
night saving everybody.
Yeah. I'm always amazed at how sensible you can make the anagrams. You
right?
You need
right?
to torture them a little bit. Yeah.
Some of the sentences yeah. were good, yeah. too.
A little torture.
Yeah. yeah. A little.
Ensnare bag.
That was not, go- that was not yeah. going anywhere.
Yeah, no.
All right, I have a quiz for you guys about ladies who rock.
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 Oh. I want to rock.
Rock. And then what? And then what's the rest of the lyrics?
No, no.
Just repeat.
Oh, yeah. That's okay.
Wash and repeat.
So I'll give you a hint about their identities, and then you buzz in and tell me who they are. Ready?
Oh, sure. Okay.
Are they rock musicians or just general rocking?
No, they're, oh, they're geologists.
Oh.
No, no, no.
Lady geologists.
Yep.
I mean,
lady
I mean, in the musical sense,
oh,
not,
oh,
the,
okay.
not the geological
they
sense.
Rock.
Yeah,
yeah.
Her last name is Goodman's daughter, but you probably know her by her first name. Everybody,
Bjork.
Then that's where like it her
literally.
Brother would be Goodman's son, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's Goodman's
yeah.
daughter.
Daughter.
She's yeah. The yeah. way Icelandic names work.
Yep.
I like it.
All right. She is the lead singer of the Pretenders, Colin.
Chrissy Hynde.
Yes. Oh. She was the lead guitarist for the Runaways. Karen.
Joan Jett.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Lita Ford.
Oh.
Okay. She's called the godmother of punk, and in 2010, she won the National Book Award for her memoir, Just Kids. Colin.
Is that Patti Smith?
Yes. Her group is credited with the first rap video ever broadcast on MTV. Colin.
Blondie. Or Debbie Harry.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, Rapture. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
She sang Total Eclipse of the Heart. Everybody.
Bonnie Tyler.
Bonnie Tyler, not Bonnie Raitt.
Sorry.
Awesome. In addition to her musical achievements, she was in The People versus Larry Flint. Karen.
Courtney Love.
Yes.
She was really good in that.
She was good.
She's the lead singer along with the Blackhearts.
Oh.
Everybody.
Joan Jett.
She was a singer in the Cosmic Blues Band, Full Tilt Boogie Band, and Big Brother and the Holding Company.
Oh.
Karen.
Karen, please.
Janis Joplin.
Yes. In 1983, this singer told the Washington Post that the song was not about Mick Jagger, who contributed uncredited backing vocals in the song.
That's Carly Simon?
Yes, Carly Simon. It was this You're So Vain.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
She said it was not Mick Jagger.
But it was someone else.
Yeah, she was like, oh, it's three men. But it's-
She's always been very cryptic about it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, she finally said who it was, yeah.
Who did she say?
Well, it was nobody, like...
It was like some session musician.
Right, right,
she,
exactly.
Yeah.
Because people were like, oh, it's Warren Beatty.
I heard Warren Beatty. Yeah, yeah, my parents always, yeah.
It's none of the people you thought it was.
Her real name is Anna Mae Bullock.
This is Tina Turner.
Yes. Yes.
Oh!
Yeah.
While on hiatus from her band, she released her debut album, Love Angel Music Baby. Karen.
Gwen Stefani.
Yes. Okay, and finally, she covered the Black Eyed Peas song My Humps in 2007 and received over 18 million YouTube views. While that's a lot, it's still a fraction of what the real video received, which was 158 million at the date of this recording. Karen.
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
That was so good.
It was really
good.
Yeah.
It was very
melancholy.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And our all quizzes coming to an end. I'm going to throw the ball to you, Colin.
I have a quiz for you guys
called... You got to catch it.
Oh, I'm catching it.
Okay.
I'm catching it. I got it. Just put it in my pocket. And then taking it back out of my pocket so I can give it to you guys.
I like how insistent you are. He has to catch an imaginary ball.
You have to catch a Colin.
She was quite insistent on it.
Yeah.
I have a quiz called Original Directions. Mm. And okay. What this quiz is about famous movie directors, well-known directors.
Uh-huh.
And for all of these people, you're going to know their more famous movies, but
are you
going to know their first movie, their second movie?
All
so
right.
I guarantee you guys, you know all of these directors. These are directors who've made Academy Award-winning movies, millions of dollars, critical success.
Okay.
I'm going to start in order from their first full-length feature.
Oh, and you just read.
And I will keep reading out their full-length features.
Okay. Oh, that's fun. Right.
When you think you know the director, buzz in. Mm-hmm. But if you buzz in and are wrong, you are now counted out for future guesses. Mm-hmm. Just to add a little bit of a twist
director.
On it.
For that director.
For that director. Yes, for the end
it's
of time.
It's going to be like 5 minutes of silence.
We will try and ramp up in difficulty as we go here. So I'll be starting with the oldest movie, getting more and more recent.
Okay.
The Sugarland Express.
Mm.
Jaws. Karen.
Steven Spielberg.
It is Steven Spielberg. Yeah. All right. I just wanted to get you guys warmed up here.
He's so young.
He actually, in the course of research, I found that he had a movie released when he was 16, played in one theater, but it was technically a full-length film. Wow. I did not include that for the purposes of this.
What was it called?
Firelight. Here we go. Next one. Who is this director? Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Oh my god, I love that movie.
Yeah.
That was someone's first.
Whoa, Karen.
Patty. Am I right?
I need a name.
Oh what's gosh, name? She's in Laverne and Shirley. Patty. I forgot her
Big.
Last
name. Awakenings. Chris.
Penny Marshall.
Penny Marshall. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, you did say Laverne and Shirley. We know that you knew.
You're trying to get to Penny Marshall.
Penny Marshall.
It was all because of you.
All right.
Yeah, she's one of the directors with not a whole lot of directing credits, but some big movies on there. Yeah.
Some big movies. Awesome.
Yeah, Big Awakenings, A League of Their Own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Next one. Following. Memento.
Oh.
Oh, Karen.
Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan, yes.
What was Falling or Following?
Following. Following, I've seen it. It may be on Netflix. It was very dark. It was black and white.
Well, you don't say dark.
Super low budget movie. The Virgin Suicides. Karen.
Sofia Coppola.
Sofia Coppola, yes. Okay. You probably would have gotten it the next one. Lost in Translation.
Yeah.
Here we go, next one. We're getting a little bit more difficult here.
Okay.
Who's that knocking at my door? Boxcar Bertha. Mean Streets. Karen.
Francis Ford Coppola.
Incorrect. All right. Okay. Just down to Dana and Chris.
Yeah. Okay.
Alice doesn't live here anymore. Taxi Driver. Chris.
Martin Scorsese.
It is Martin Scorsese. Okay.
Yeah, I'd heard of Mean Streets, but I wasn't quite sure.
That's really, I think, where he made his bones and made his name. Yeah, really broken. Mm-hmm. Yep. Next one. Fear and Desire. The Killer's Kiss. The Killing. Paths of Glory. Spartacus.
Oh.
Karen.
Ridley Scott.
Incorrect.
Oh, God.
Lolita. Chris.
Lolita was Stanley Kubrick.
Yes. Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah. Sorry.
There may have been a Ridley Scott remake of Spartacus, perhaps, but yes. All right.
I was on the wrong train.
Okay. Here we go. Next one. This Is My Life. Sleepless in Seattle. Mixed Nuts. Karen?
Gary Marshall.
Incorrect. Michael, You've Got Mail, Lucky Numbers, Bewitched, Julie and Julia.
Oh.
That's her entire credit history. I'll give it back to Karen here since we went out of the end.
Nora Ephron.
Yes, Nora Ephron.
I thought she directed other stuff. Maybe she wrote other stuff.
Those are the only ones that she directed. She did, of course.
Oh, that's what threw me off. I was like, where are the Meryl Streep pieces? Yeah.
That's right. She did. She wrote Silkwood. Yeah. She wrote When Harry Met Sally, of course, quite famously. Mm-hmm. All right, last one. Here we go. The Loveless. Near Dark. Blue Steel. Point Break.
Whoa.
Karen.
Ridley Scott.
Incorrect. I'm sorry. Strange Days.
Oh.
The Weight of Water. K-19, The Widowmaker. The Hurt Locker. Dana.
Catherine Bigelow.
Yes, Catherine Bigelow. Yes, and then Zero Dark Thirty to round out her her set of directed movies.
All right.
She
that
was fun. Did Point Break.
Yes, first woman to win an Academy Award for Best Director. Good job, guys. You guys clearly, hey, you guys bad, clearly collectively know your movies.
That was fun. That was fun. All right. And that's our show. Thank you guys for joining me. Thank you guys, listeners, for listening in. Hope you guys had a lot of fun today. And of course, you can always find our show on iTunes, on Stitcher, on SoundCloud, and also on our website, goodjobbrain.com. And thanks to Warby Parker for sponsoring this episode. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.